This is Chubby Ray Live. And here is your host, Mr. Ray Lytle.
Oh, yeah. Hey, welcome everybody. How you doing? It is a fantastic Tuesday, and you are listening to Chubby Ray Live. I'm Ray Lytle.
No, you're not.
Along with the one and only
Ray Lytle.
Vania Garia.
I'm here with Vania Garia.
I think we can change that up for today. I'm going to be Ray Lytle for today.
Gully is... where's Gully now? Is he in London right now?
Who knows?
I believe he is in London.
He's in his own world all the time anyway. What difference does it make?
Yeah, Gully lives in Liverpool, England.
But he resides in Liverpool, England. He lives in La La Land.
Yes, you're right. He is. His girlfriend lives in London. So this was going to be... he was going to her house. All right.
Today's the perfect day to knock on Gully.
So he was going to be taking the train to London yesterday morning his time, last night our time. So he's probably in London right now, but getting all settled and everything. So welcome. It's great to be here. I was up all night last night.
You look like it. You sound like it, too.
You're
screaming at it.
I know. I pulled an all-nighter. It was a release of MLB 10, the show, pretty much my only video game. It's the only game that I get new. Now, you were also a video gamer, but you're more into games where you get to shoot people, right?
Yeah.
I love baseball games. MLB 10 is the one game that I buy new every year.
I like games where you can sell coke and shoot hookers to get your money back.
Yeah, they don't have that in it. You know, unfortunately, they don't have that in MLB 10, the show.
Is that going to be in Tiger Woods 2010?
I don't know. Maybe the hose.
That's right. Just you're randomly like on the 16th hole and your wife comes screaming at you with a golf club.
And you gotta try to make it from hole 16 to 17 without being struck.
That's right. I think that would make for a better game.
She's chasing you in an SUV. Yeah, so last night, the game was released today. It was available to buy March 2nd. So we went on a quest to get it at midnight. My wife had called a certain place to say, listen, you're going to have it at midnight? And she knew it was important to me, so she's like, listen, I'm going to get it for you at midnight. And I'm like, are you sure? She goes, yeah, I want to do it for you. So her goal was to go out and get this game at midnight. So she had one place lined up, and she called it the other day, and then she called it again to double check, and then she called to triple check, and she got there last night.
And they were closed.
No, they were open. They just didn't have the game.
What?
They didn't have the game.
What kind of
They just couldn't find it. Like, they weren't... Like, these people had called to get it, and they just weren't ready for it. They had the wrong game.
What, they had, like, MLB 11 or something?
No, there's a 2K10. There's MLB 2K10, all right? And then there's MLB 10, the show.
Right. What's the difference?
The show is awesome.
Well, it's still baseball.
No, it's you know what? It's completely different. Maybe there's people that like the 2K series of baseball. I'm just not one of them. I'm not going to slam it, but... It's not. It's just not what I'm into.
When does God of War 3 come out?
I think that's coming out this weekend or something, right? Isn't it? I mean, that was another big one.
Well, Tuesday is the game release day. Tuesday's movie's game release.
It is Final Fantasy and God of War coming out soon. I know that. Now, I don't play either one of those games, but I've heard so much about them.
I think you'd like the God of War series.
I bet I would. But I get very motion sickness in anything other than sports games, which is one of the reasons I love sports games. So I was looking forward to this game. So my wife went out to get it at midnight. And she came back with it eventually. But the first place she went, like I said, they didn't have it. So then she had to go to her backup place.
Well, I thought you knew a guy.
No. My wife told me that she called a place.
You said yesterday you knew a guy.
No. I knew a place that had it, is what I said. No, my wife. My wife's the one who had it all worked out. I was just being vague on how we were going to get it. No, my wife had called, and they assured us they were going to have it. So she went. I wasn't even sure where she was going myself.
Wouldn't Walmart just have it?
Well, that's where she ended up going, was Walmart. That was the backup.
Yeah.
But they didn't have it. They had to, go in back and get it.
Right, but they can sell it after midnight.
Now, I had heard, this is weird, we have the GameStop stores, and the one on the west side was not open last night. Now, I heard the one on the east side opened up at midnight to sell Battlefield Company or whatever, and they sold MLB 10, the show, and, they started selling their stuff at midnight last night on the north side. And I heard that there was a line waiting to get into the GameStop on the north side. So my wife went to Meijer, went to get the game. They didn't have it. She went over to Walmart, told them. Of course, the people at Walmart have no idea. I don't know.
What's this PlayStation 3 you're talking about?
She's like, well, you guys definitely have it. Can you go in back and look? And they went and got it. They said, yeah, we got it right here.
The people at Walmart are like.
And then she told me, she goes, these morons probably could have, if they would have had the game, you probably could have went in and gotten it God knows when.
Gully's in the room.
We'll stop talking about it.
Stop talking about it.
So anyway, she gets home with the game. I take a nice shower. And then I sit down. I'm like, I'm going to set up the game. And I like to set up. I just like to play. So I want to play a few games and then start setting up. And I always play a franchise, all right?
Oh, yes, the Cubs.
Yeah, but last year I was the Cubs.
You got to pick a better team, right?
2 years ago, I was the Royals. I like to take crappy teams, okay, start a franchise with a crappy team, trade all the dead weight, bring up the rookies, and eventually, lose a little bit until eventually they start winning. That's, I like to build a franchise. That's what I like to do.
Then why didn't you pick the Devil Rays?
Because I don't like their stadium.
Are you serious?
Well, think about it. You got to play the majority of games that you play. You have to play.
It doesn't matter,
yeah,
Ray.
No, it wouldn't, but the backgrounds, you don't understand. In the backgrounds, you have to play with that background. This is the main reason I'm not playing the Cubs, is I played them so much last year that Wrigley Field's boring to me to play in. It's just not exciting anymore.
Yeah, because, screw the history, right?
But it's how it looks. You got to remember, it is your background for playing the game.
You've got issues if you're considering what the background is on your stadium.
Yes, well, listen, you play your games.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever the surroundings are is what you have to look at when you're playing, and you got to make sure.
No, I'm focused on shooting the prostitutes, Ray.
Yeah, but you still have a background that's there, invisible. Don't you want the best background possible?
It's a city. Like Grand Theft Auto, it's a city.
Uh-huh. So you're not in the same area all the time. Imagine if you were just in the same alley every single scene.
Alley's different than a stadium.
Wouldn't it get kind of old?
Alley is different than stadium.
No, I can't. That's why I'm not playing the Cubs. I can't play Wrigley.
Oh, you've got issues. I don't.
So I'm trying to figure out what team. And the team I want to play, I wanted to play the Oakland A's because they're really bad.
Yeah.
Except their stadium sucks.
Oh, God.
They have the worst stadium in baseball.
Oh, Jesus.
It really is. So if this game had a way where you could build your own stadium, I'd play them with hopes of eventually building my own stadium. So now I'm trying to decide what team to play. So, Gorilla, give me some ideas. I'm thinking the Minnesota Twins. Reason is they got a brand new stadium.
What's the one stadium that nobody likes to play at because in center field there's like a Rays or something? Is that the Diamondbacks?
Houston.
Houston? You play Houston then.
No, I'm not going to. I hate Houston Astros. I could never play them.
Oh, Jesus.
I couldn't play them. That's got to be a team I at least like.
Play, man, be the Mets.
The Mets City have a Field. Very the Mets have a very nice stadium.
It's City Field,
City
it's
Field
brand
is
new.
Very nice. Yeah, you're right. City Field's a nice stadium, man.
Shea was a nice stadium.
They have Shea as an option, by the way.
Oh, that's awesome. You know what I liked about Shea?
What?
Was when you hit the home run, when the Mets hit a home run in Shea, the apple would come out of the hat.
Yeah, that's kind of they actually have that stadium still. In this new game, they have classic stadiums. Now, if there was a way I could take like the old Polo Grounds and make it the Oakland A's home stadium, then I'd do that, you know.
Yeah.
But that stadium's horrible.
I can't believe you're deciding this on what stadium.
Well, you know,
you're
because
look
Gorilla,
at.
When you throw the ball, when you're batting, I'll tell you the main reason. When you're batting, okay,
uh-huh.
The background is what you have to look at when you hit the ball. And the ivy, when I play the Cubs, you can't really see the ball that good. So I need a nice solid background.
That's the big thing at Wrigley for forever. That's like trademark.
Yeah, I know, but I want a different background. When I hit the ball, listen, it's going to make me more comfortable playing it. That's all that matters to me.
Oh, my God.
So I'm thinking I might be the Minnesota Twins.
Be the Twins.
Or the Washington Nationals or another team. Except the problem with the Washington Nationals means you have to play, you've got to play the Phillies and the Mets and the Braves, three teams who are very good in that game. That means you have to play them like 16 times each.
Or you could be the White Sox.
Oh, I hate the White Sox. I couldn't be the White Sox.
Yeah, but they got a cool name for their stadium. At least it's a cool nickname.
The Cell.
The Cell. That's awesome.
Yeah, and because of the amount of criminals there, that's a perfectly fitting name.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Is that true, what DC just said?
What did he say?
He said you spend a week adjusting the view of your computer-generated rookies so none of them look too much alike?
Yes.
Issues.
Dude, you know what I do? Honest to God.
Issues!
This is what I do. I go through, I trade all of the established players, all right? I trade all the established players, and then I trade them for rookies from other teams. And then I take the rookies who aren't that good, and then I build them up into a championship team. It's the best way to do it because, for starters, you don't have to pay the rookies that much money. And then as they start getting...
You don't have to pay them anything.
No, you've got to follow the rules of your budget.
You know what? I don't see...
You see, you don't play these games. You don't understand.
They don't have caps in baseball.
Yes, it's more than... You do get caps. The owner of the team tells you this is your budget.
That's ridiculous.
That's how the game works.
Ridiculous. It's a baseball game. It's a ball, a bat, and a glove.
Listen,
that's all you need. It's all you need, Ray.
No, that's not how the game works. Not how the game works, Gorilla.
Well, then the game
you
sucks. Game sucks. I'm not getting it.
You've got to actually go through and you've got to follow a budget. And they tell you you've only got this many $1 million to spend. Now, once you start pack of the stadiums, you get more funds.
You know, once...
But if you start... When you take a bad team, like I've taken the Kansas City Royals, they have no budget. So you have to play rookies. Then when they start getting better, the budget increases and increases and increases, and there you go.
You know what I do when I need money in my game?
You kill hookers.
I go rob Cluck and Bell.
Yeah. You rob people and kill hookers. I know you're...
That's right.
I don't think it's a very nice game.
That's a very nice game. You should try some.
No, I'm not going to. It gives me a headache. So this is what I do. This is what I do. I go through. I get rid of all the high-priced players. And then I bring in.
Don't you have a strategy for this?
This
really,
is my strategy for the game. And then I
it
bring
really,
in.
It really scares me.
I bring in lower-priced players that I could sign, that I have the rights to a few years, turn them into superstars, and then decide which ones I'm going to keep. Because you got to remember, once the players get really good, then their contracts run out. They want like $20 million a season.
They
you can't pay that. You got to get rid of them. You can't pay it. That's how it works.
Okay. Well, they, you have
you
a strategy.
Scoff.
You have a strategy.
As you scoff, I'm going to tell you what. I'm conditioning myself to become the general manager of a professional sports team.
Yeah. And the day that you do that, right,
and what
you
are
let
you
me know.
And what are you conditioning yourself to become? A prostitute serial killer.
Hey. Got to go with what works for you.
So go ahead.
At least my goal is more realistic.
So you just go ahead and you make fun of my video game all you want. But
my goal is more
one
realistic.
One of these days,
you know, I could
somebody's
going to
need a general
today.
Manager and I'm going to be set.
I could start doing it today, Ray. When are you going to be general?
Yes. Are you looking at my camera? My cat just tried to eat my camera.
That's hilarious.
My cat tried to eat my camera. All you saw was her face just going right for it. I don't know what she's into. She's got fuzz all over her. Thanks. Let's not show our butt, okay? Let's cover that up.
Perhaps instead of being general manager of a team, you could invent like something for your cat.
Yeah.
So it's butt of the camera. One thing at a time, Ray.
You know, we're doing the show. My cat just goes and just totally mooned the camera. That cat's out of control. I don't know what that cat's out of control.
That's hilarious.
So, Gorilla, for those just tuning in, it's we're half hour into the show. Gorilla, or a little bit into the show, I guess. Gorilla has made fun of me for playing my video game. You scoff, Gorilla.
I just want to know.
Scoff
which one
all
of
you
us,
like.
Which one of us is closer to our goals?
Well, I'm just saying that I am the general manager of a baseball team. It's MLB 10. I love the game. You play Grand Theft Auto, and you basically shoot prostitutes and rob people.
Yeah. But which one of us is closer to attaining the goal of the game?
Well, it's much easier, I guess, for you to go kill prostitutes.
That's right.
Than it is for me to take over as general manager of a Major League Baseball team.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But I
everybody
still
rages.
Love the game.
No, that you have a strategy for this game implies that you spent time thinking about this strategy.
I do. I love this game.
Which means you could have been doing something else at the time.
I've spent
keeping your cat away from the camera.
I've spent, you know, 3 years. I've spent the last, well, this is the third one. So last 2 years I've spent playing this game. So anyway, but listen, I need help. People help me out in the chat room or at home. If you would like to help, the number's 217-883-4667. I need to decide 100% what team I'm going to be.
Isn't there any Canadian teams left?
There isn't. No, I wish. But, you know, I do wish there was a way you could create your own team. Blue Jays are left. Yeah, the
Blue Jays are still in Canada.
The Blue Jays are still around.
Well, you should be the Blue Jays then.
I don't know. I'm debating.
And when is the World Series going to be a real World Series in baseball?
Maybe this year or next year. Did you hear about this?
Uh-uh.
All right. This is honest to God. The World Series champion of Major League Baseball, all right, is going to play the Japanese World Series champion.
Yeah, but I mean, like, China's got teams now. Japan,
Gorilla.
Korea.
Gorilla.
What?
The Chinese teams are not good enough to play.
They're not now, but they could be.
No, they're not. We have the World Baseball Classic every year. By the way, the United States has never won it.
Cubans, the Venezuelans, Dominicans.
We've had 2 years. We've had it twice now, the World Baseball Classic, and we've never won it. In fact, we don't even make it to like the final.
Didn't Japan win last year or something? Or South Koreans?
Who won it last year? I think the Japanese win it again? No, who won it?
Maybe it was South Koreans. Hold on, I'll look.
I think the Japanese played weren't the Final Four like the Mexicans, the Cubans, the Japanese, and the United States, right?
Oh, no, I'm looking at it.
And then we lost. We lost to somebody, and then I think the
2009 semifinalists were United States, Venezuela, South Korea, and Japan.
Oh, Venezuela won it all, I think.
No.
Japan?
Japan did.
Japan, okay.
Yep. And then the year before, it was the Dominican, South Korea, Cuba, and Japan. Japan's won it both times.
Yeah, Japan's won both of them, I think. They got a good team, though. They got a lot of major leaguers that play on that team.
You know, I think you're right. One more bomb, and we could have taken the whole thing.
Yeah, I was just saying, we might have wanted to throw that third one down there. We didn't.
If we had a third one, I bet you we would have.
In hindsight. Oh, well, let's take a phone call. Hi, you're on the air. It's Chubby Ray Live. You're on. Hello.
Hey, it's DC.
Hello, DC. DC, what team should I play?
I was thinking the Nationals. Do you have a problem with the Nationals?
I don't have a problem with them, no. And they're bad. I want a team that's bad.
Yeah, you'll get
killed. They're bad. They're in a tough division, so you'll have to be able to.
They're in a very tough division. That means I got to play. That means I'll have to play Philadelphia, the Mets, and the Braves.
And the Marlins.
Oh, good.
How good they are.
See, the one thing about being the Cubs, man, I got to play Pittsburgh, Cincinnati. I got to play some pretty crappy teams.
Those are gimmies, even with a bunch of rookies, man.
Yeah, so. Yeah, maybe I'll try the Nationals. That might not be a bad idea.
Challenge yourself. Because, I mean, last year, like you said, you were the Cubs. I mean, you started out, I mean, Pittsburgh's never going to be good.
Right. Yeah, but that helps when you get to play those bad teams. Because, you know, in the way I play it, first few years is pretty lean, you know. You got all those rookies playing, it's pretty lean. You got to kind of build up to it.
Well, the Braves and the Marlins aren't great. They're okay.
Yeah,
I think you start in a strong division. By the time, you know, 3 years down the road, you'll have a strong team.
I'll tell you, when I played the Royals, it was a lot of fun.
I'm shocked that Gorilla does not know your habits with this game.
Yeah, Gorilla, come on, what's wrong with you?
Hey, you know what? I don't follow Ray Lovell's fantasy baseball playing habits or eating habits or pooping habits. I don't follow any Ray Lovell habits.
Fantasy baseball. It's not fantasy. It's simple. It's PS3 gaming.
It's the only game he really plays.
It's the only game. Really, I play NCAA basketball for maybe a couple months a year, on and off. I play some soccer. I play the FIFA soccer.
Boring.
And then I play a little bit of football, but I'm serious. I'll start playing this baseball game today.
Boring.
Actually, I started playing it last night at 12:40-something, and I'll pretty much play it for a year.
And you've been playing it all night, have you?
I did. I played it all night, but now I had to blow it all up and start over again. because I had one of the settings wrong. And the setting I had wrong was the trades. I couldn't make trades. And I'm like, okay, well, my whole
3-year plan strategy.
Yeah, it's all based on trading away players. And like an idiot, when I set it up, I didn't have the trade thing correct, so.
Really, you think this is boring? You should try being over at his house and watching college basketball and him like, oh, I want to go back to my game, and watching him shape noses of rookie players. Different.
You know, you're a sass is what your problem is.
Would never happen.
Here's the
I
deal.
Would never
if
happen.
If you just let the computer design imaginary players, they'll all look alike, and you can't tell the difference.
They're all like Aryans, aren't they?
Don't you want people to look different? Don't you want your team to be ethnically diverse? And I don't spend hours. No, you don't want your team to be ethnically diverse?
No.
I think if you add it all together, it's hours. It's got to be hours.
You know,
we want them all white with blonde hair and blue eyes.
Yeah, thank you, Hitler.
Zeke Isle.
I like to have an ethnically diverse. Here's the other thing. When you name a player, okay? When you name a player, you have to make sure that the player is they have two ways that you can give a player a name, and then they have a thing where you can show whether or not the name exists in the catalog of names that they actually say in the play-by-play. You got to make sure it exists.
Is it like when you name a player, do you have to, like, string them up and whip them?
Oh, and by the way, this year, they have a Lytle.
Really?
I'm not saying I'm going to create a Lytle, but they have the last name Lytle, and it is pronounceable in the game.
That's kind of cool.
Not saying I'm going to create. Not saying I'm going
to create.
I want
you to recreate Goose.
A 5 foot 4 inch second baseman.
That's right.
For the Nationals. Actually, I wonder if I can create someone to sell popcorn or hot dog. I can have Goose in the stands going, "Peanuts, bud. Get your peanuts, bud. Get your peanuts. Cold beer." I could have Goose as a vendor in the stands.
I'm shocked that you don't have that application yet ready.
Hey,
you can, like, record people.
Since DC is on, let me plug that finally the quirk that was keeping the Dumb Media Show broadcast from last week from coming up on iTunes has been solved. Download Dumb Media Show episode 16 today at iTunes. Dumb Media, D-U-H-M-E-D-I-A show. We discuss who could possibly be Captain America. That was from last week, episode 16, now available on iTunes.
I was wondering why it wasn't showing up.
I want Dolph Lundgren to be Captain America.
It is showing up right now. By the way, you'll hear we're recording the episode tomorrow, the next one. Can we do it Thursday, actually?
Yeah, we can.
Record Thursday, because I have band practice tomorrow.
You better check with your girlfriend first, DC. Oh, sorry.
Why are you? That's payback.
Actually, I'll have to bring it up to Goose. You know, he'll be brokenhearted not having the new show for Thursday morning.
I know. Goose will be very upset.
Well, I'm going to go back to my non-girlfriend. Yeah, good luck with your marital problems, Gorilla. Later.
Gorilla's married?
Hey, one of us is getting laid and one of us isn't.
Gorilla, you're married?
I am married,
I didn't know. What that happened? Well, at least you're not having problems or anything. I'm stealing DC's lines. You finally got your payback, didn't you, Gorilla?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did.
Finally got your payback.
Yeah, you know, those blow-up inflatable girls, they don't complain.
Speaking of girls, ladies, I want to warn you right now, I'm going to enable Cowboy Vokes cam.
Nope.
If you're watching the show, I'm enabling Cowboy Vokes video camera. Anybody else want your video cam enabled, let me know and I'll do it. It's a Tuesday, which means Tuesday news day. And listen, I'm doing a short show today. I'm not doing a long show.
All right, I got some stories.
Because I have to get back to, you know.
Yeah. You got to get back to your imaginary baseball
All right, listen,
team.
You know what? Don't get Oh, good Lord. Turn off your volume there. Cowboy Volk, you're killing me. Don't make fun of my imaginary baseball games, Mr. Playing a game where you steal cars and shoot people.
That's right. That's game right there.
What's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? No, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
Mister, I take 3 years to develop a strategy for a baseball game I have to buy every year.
Today's show is brought to you by the Blue Grouch, Gorilla. Are you going Friday after? Are you going Friday?
If I can, I think Dippin wants me to take him again and be his designated driver.
Starting up at 8 o'clock Friday night, my band, Two Ton Baby, special appearance by Fat Benatar.
Wait, by who?
Fat Benatar.
Who's Fat Benatar?
I cannot give that secret away.
All right.
It is Two Ton Baby, my band, playing Friday night at the Blue Grouch Pub. Blue Grouch on Maple and Springfield. Oh, my God, I'm so excited about it.
Is it Sean Bolland?
No. The Blue Grouch is going to be a blast. Blue Grouch specials, you know they got specials every night.
They got, and not
Monday
only do
night,
they have specials.
Monday night's Miller Night.
They have specials people want to drink.
Yes, you're right. They actually have specials that are good prices. $1.75 Miller products on Mondays. Tuesday, well drinks. $1.75 well drinks. I love the well drinks, by the way. $1.75 Bud products on Budweiser night, which is Wednesday nights. Captain Morgan night is Thursday with $2 Captain drinks all night long. Of course, Saturday is domestic buckets and dollar draft night. And, of course, Sunday, domestic bottles are all on sale. It is the Blue Grouch, where everybody who listens to this show, Friday night, you better come at least what? Come have a few beers with me and watch the band. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed in Friday night's show. I'm telling you. I guarantee you. In fact, I should call Sean Bullitt and see if he's going to come up and background sing with me. You know what I mean? Don't you think?
You know what? You're going to leave the Blue Grouch satisfied unless you're Sean Bullitt, who won't talk to any women except for your wife.
Did you get that? Did you hear that, too? Did we talk about that on the air?
We heard about what?
My wife's friend, okay.
Uh-huh.
Who's also friends with Sean, but... they are they're Facebook friends and friends on other things, okay?
Oh God, this has got to be something.
I know. So Sean goes to the last two-ton baby gig that we play.
Yeah.
And he hangs out with my wife's friend. Like I said, they're friends. They're not, you know, I don't think there's nothing romantic there, I don't think. They're just friends. They talk all the time, they chat all this stuff. And so he's sitting right next to her. Now, she's single.
Right.
She's single. She's attractive. She's in her 30s. She makes a good living. You know what I mean? The fact that my wife's friend isn't married is I don't, maybe there's got to be something wrong. I don't know what the hell's wrong with her, to be honest with you. Something's got to be wrong with her.
You know, maybe that may not be so.
I don't know.
With women, when women are single... It's like by choice.
It's usually they choose to, right?
She's right. One of when men are single, it's because they're Sean Bullitt.
I think she's one of these career-oriented women or something. She's always talking about how she saved up enough money to buy a house.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but I think she's afraid to buy it because then some guy like Sean Bullitt, what if she falls in love with him and the guy just takes her the house, you know?
Well, what she should do is buy the house before she gets married.
That's
and it's not
what
her
I'm
last
thinking.
Asset.
Have it be, yes, that, go into the marriage with the asset. You get it back. So they go to the gig, and then he doesn't talk all night.
What?
He just doesn't talk.
What? Wait, does he ever really expect to get a date ever?
I don't know. He just... You know, he's and I don't think there's. I'm not even saying there's anything romantic there. I don't think that their friendship.
But there could be.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is or not. I my wife would probably know, but I. To be honest, we don't sit around talking about Sean Bullitt. Thank
Who
God.
Does?
Thank God for that.
I even tried to get him a date, Ray, and he never ever called her.
I know. Yeah, so he sits next to my wife's friend, okay?
Okay.
And they don't talk all night. Like, he doesn't talk to her. But he texts her the whole time.
Oh.
He's texting her. Like, how are you supposed to meet women if you're in a bar texting them when they're sitting next to you?
Yeah, that's when...
Or what he was doing is he was commenting on her Facebook posts while she was sitting next to him in the bar.
Using
his BlackBerry to post on her Facebook.
You know what he needs to do? There's a reason when you're at a bar why the band plays loud. It's because they do it so if you're sitting there talking to a woman, you have an excuse to get close to her.
Get close. That's why it's good to go to play. And listen... My band, Two Ton Band, we're not that loud. We don't play, you know what I mean? We're not like these bands where you go in and you can't hear anything. I mean, don't get me wrong, we're loud. We have sound equipment, but it's not annoyingly loud. Like when I play with the Itchy Pickles, we did a lot of hard rock stuff and real, real high priced sound systems and all these things. The concerts were loud. My new band is. My new band, like I said, it's It's a different type of music. Well, you saw it.
Yeah, I was there.
We play a lot of fun songs. And by the way, we're doing a tribute to T-Bone Wolf, the guy who died, or T-Bone Woke, whatever his name is. The bass player with Hall & Oates and G.E. Smith's band. You see the guy who died? Well, you know who I'm talking about?
Apparently you've forgotten how old I really am, right?
Oh. Well, I don't know. I'm just...
Somebody's starting to show their age.
So I'm going to have Sean Bullitt. That's where Sean Bullitt will come in.
No.
I'll try to do a song and have Sean Bullitt sing backups for it. So I want to invite him to sing backups, if he can call in.
I don't listen to a lot of 50s music, right?
It's not 50s, all right?
I know it was big when you were young, but...
80s, not 50s. Come on. 50s. How dare you?
How dare I what? I dared. I dared it and I did it.
How dare you?
Dared and did.
So listen, everybody show up Friday. Make plans to come party. All right, let's go right to the news. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday Newsday. Here's
Bania Garia.
Hello, Raymond.
Hello.
Fox River Grove, Illinois, Ray.
All right, I don't know where that is.
It's up north.
All right.
It's near Chicago.
Fox River Grove, Illinois. All right.
Kathleen Hellman, 52, pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of attempted forgery, alleging she falsified the title document in 2006 to consummate an unauthorized sale. What she did was she had a husband.
All right.
He was cheating on her. She sold his boat.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
So she found out the guy. She's married to this guy. He's got a boat.
Yeah, he's got a 98, 22-foot well-crafted scarab.
And she found out he was cheating on her.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than get back at him through other ways,
mm-hmm.
she said, you know what? I'm going to sell his boat.
Mm-hmm.
How did she do it?
She forged his name on the title documents and sold it on eBay for $21,000.
Oh, my God. And kept the money herself?
Uh-huh.
Holy crap.
Yep. When he discovered his boat was missing, the man went to his bank believing it had been repossessed. Instead, they discovered it had been sold online for $21,000 to a Minnesota man.
So, I mean, he thought his boat was repossessed?
Yeah, which means he probably wasn't making payments on it, but...
Mm. Wow. So then what happened?
Well, and then she gets charged with forgery. It's, let's see, it's right here. It's a class 2 felony for theft between $10,000 to $100,000.
Oh, my God. Wow. So she kept the money?
Yeah, well, they returned the boat, they returned the check, and... she was placed on probation for a year, fined $500 in order to perform 30 hours of community service.
Uh-oh. Damn. But she had to give the money back to the guy who bought it or what?
Yeah, the guy that bought it, yeah, and they returned the boat.
So the guy got the boat and the non-wife, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the non-wife trim. Are they broken up now, or?
Yeah. Well, he skipped town with another woman.
Oh, okay. Well, what? You know what? If he's not there, listen. If he's not there, why shouldn't she sell his boat?
That's her right there in my camera, Ray.
Oof, I'd cheat on her, too.
Yeah, I would, too.
She's obviously let herself go.
Yeah.
Oof. All right, I feel completely different. After seeing her, I feel completely different about the story.
That's just me.
Oh, well. So, with the guy, what about the guy? Did he ever get a chance to use the boat, or?
The guy from Minnesota? Mm. The guy that bought it?
Yeah.
It didn't say. Probably not, though.
Minnesota, yeah. It's not like you could be riding around in the winter, right?
No, no, no.
They ice fish up there, buddy.
Yeah, they do.
They love to do some ice fishing.
And they have, my uncle goes up there every year, and he goes, he says the lakes there, they're so clear that you can see down to the bottom of the lake, doesn't matter how deep it is.
Really?
Yeah.
And then they pee off the side of the boat. They love their nature so much.
No, they don't pee off the side of the
boat. Sure they do. Where else
they do not.
Where else do you pee?
You pee in the forest.
No. If you're in a boat in the middle of a lake.
Or you pee in the boat.
No, that's not what they do.
You don't pee in a perfectly clear
not
lake.
Not how it works, buddy.
You don't do it.
That's not how it works. If you're fishing in the middle of a boat and you got to go, when nature calls, I'm sorry, but you whiz off the side of a boat. Yes, you do.
You do not whiz off the side of the boat.
Listen, I once did an interview with Babe Winkleman, and I had to ask him this question. I said, Babe, because I felt I knew him that well.
You're right. What's up, Babe?
You know who Babe Winkleman? You know who Babe Winkleman is, right?
I have no idea.
Babe Winkleman was a guy who for years had a TV show where the premise of the TV show was he went fishing.
What?
Yeah.
Who hires somebody to go
that was
fishing?
It. He goes fishing, and it was reality TV before reality TV. 80s and 90s. Babe Winkleman.
Is that like Bassmasters or whatever that show was?
It preceded that. It was Babe Winkleman. He'd have a camera crew with him, and he would take somebody fishing with him. And there'd be music, like country-like music. He'd be going, hey, today we're going to go fishing with country music superstar.
It's always a country music star.
George Strait or whatever. And then
did you ever see him like going, I'm going to be out here with punk rocker, blah, blah.
Hey, we're going to be fishing with the actor who played Mr. Belding, Dennis, whatever his name is. We're going to be fishing with him. And then
Mr. Belding.
I don't know. I'm just coming up with anybody. Hey, this week we're fishing with Chuck Norris. Come on back for Babe Winkleman fishing. And then they come back, and it starts with a little bit of music, and you see the celebrity coming up and shaking Babe's hand. And they usually have some small talk. I'm glad you could be on the show this week. I'm looking forward to it, Babe. Well, hey, let's get to fishing. And they show him putting up, then they show him loading up the boat. And it's like, well, what you going to use there for bait there, Chuck? Well, Babe, I got some worms and I got some this. Hey, you know what? Because I'm a good one, I got some stink bait I'm going to let you use. And well, hell, let's get on out there. And then they show him getting in the boat. And then next thing you know, they're in the middle of the lake. And they're having conversations while they're fishing. But all the conversation is mundane, stupid talk about fishing.
I remember this one time I caught this marlin off the coast of Florida.
Well, no, like the celebrity, he'll go, so how often do you get a chance to get out, Chuck? He'll go, well, you know, I go a few times a year. You get out there to golf? I do, because I live in Texas. I go out in the Gulf and do some fishing. I'll tell you, nothing better than lake fishing like we are here in Minnesota.
It sounds like the most boring show in the world.
It is all when you're hungover. Like I was in college, you know, I'd be hungover on a Sunday morning and the sports wouldn't have started yet. You turn on Babe Winkleman Outdoors and you watch it and you listen to these mundane conversations where these people fish. And then they go, oh, you got one. Reel them in. You want some help there, partner? And then they'll reel it in, and the other guy grabs the fishing net. And then the one thing I always notice is the celebrity, you realize the celebrity, whoever the guest is that week, they start to talk like Babe. You know, it's through osmosis, everyone who's around him starts talking like him. Like you got a Babe, hey, you know, it's good to be, and I don't care. Hey, this week we got Prince Charles. It's wonderful to be here, Babe. Thank you for inviting me. By the end of the night, Prince Charles is going, well, I'll tell you right now, Babe, this has been a wonderful time. You know, even they somehow get this weird Babe Winkleman accent.
I want to send Hugh Jackman on a boat with
this guy. It's very weird. It doesn't matter who it is. I understand Meryl Streep was actually impersonating by the end of the night, won an Academy Award for it. So these celebrities will fish. That's all they do. They just fish with him.
It still sounds like the most boring
show
in the world.
It is horribly boring, but yet compelling. And then at the end of the night, well, final tally, Chuck caught four catfish, and I reeled in seven of them. And then they'll show him, like, cooking up some catfish at the end of the night and saying, Chuck, it's really been nice getting to know you. Well, same here, babe. Hey, tune in next week for another episode of Babe Winkleman Outdoor Fishing. And so I interviewed Babe Winkleman. Okay. I go, Babe, listen. You've gone out with a lot of famous people. Yeah. And you know, they're not always famous. Like, sometimes you'll think they're famous, but the person that Babe Winkleman's actually fishing with is like, hey, we're going to be fishing with Rick Baker, vice president of Durco Reels, a company that makes our reels. It's like, what the hell kind of celebrity is this? This is a vice president of the company that made the boat. What do you? That's not a celebrity. And then every once in a while, you'd see somebody. Then you'd see somebody that like was so and so played the sheriff for 7 episodes on NYPD. You know. But then out of nowhere, like he'd just have this gigantic. This week's guest is Al Pacino. And he would treat all the guests the same. It didn't matter if they were Academy Award nominated. Like one time, we're going to be fishing with the governor of New York. You know, and he treated everybody the same, whether they were the guy who sold them stink bait or Academy Award winning actor or, hey, we're going to be fishing with the Nobel Prize winner. It didn't matter.
We're going to be fishing this week with Raul Reagan.
No, he always had like just a very an eclectic group of guests. But he did treat them all the same. So at the end of the day, he always, wished them well. They go on. So I go, babe, you fish with a lot of people. I said, how long does it take to record that? And he said, well, we go out in the morning. He goes, we usually fish a good 6-7 hours. And he goes, and then we edit down to find the, whenever we catch a fish, you know, that's the part that we edit in. And I said, there's a lot more conversation. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And so I go, let me ask you something. I said, you get out there in these lakes in the middle of Minnesota or Michigan or Missouri. He even did some where he was like in the middle of like the Gulf of Mexico and. Then he was doing river ones, you know. I'm like, you get out there. I said, you're pretty far away from shore. He goes, yeah. I said, what if you guys got to pee? I said, do you bring the boat in? And he goes, oh, hell no. I said, where do you pee? He goes, you kidding me? He goes, you hanging off the side, son.
Can you see? Okay.
I'm like, what? I said, so it doesn't. He goes, I said, so wait a minute. So in other words, you've peed with some of the most famous people in the world. He goes, son, you'd be surprised at who I'm hanging off the side of the boat with. So, and I said, now that's what you should be showing on TV. Hey, here's me and Al Pacino taking a piss off the side of the boat. Hey, here's me and Governor Cuomo. So, but that's what he said. He goes, you know, the celebrities would say, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. He goes, all right, well, go ahead. We'll turn off the cameras. But that's what you do. You lean, you pee off the side of the boat.
That's just disgusting. Crystal, I'm never drinking water again.
Crystal clear water or not, buddy, you pee off the side of the boat.
Not happening.
That's how it works when you go fishing.
I couldn't do it. You pee in the boat, you clear the boat out when you get back to shore.
No, dude, I'll tell you what, they would go up to these places in Western Canada and fish, and it would look so beautiful to me. And this is, you know, the 80s and 90s. I'll be watching this going, holy crap. I would love to. I'm not a big fisherman. But man, I'd love to look at that lake. I mean, it would just be so just beautiful, you know. Crystal clear water, blue water. I mean, just fantastic looking.
Yeah, and then some old guy pees in it.
And then old Babe Winkleman's hanging off side of the boat.
Nah, that's just wrong. I will never drink water again, well, now.
You can't, you know, you just can't go into shore every time you got to pee.
You pee in the boat.
Well, you can't just pee in the boat.
Well, what do you do if you got to drop a deuce?
Well, you try not to make it so you drop a deuce.
Yeah, because you can control that all the time, right?
I imagine you hang your ass off the side of the boat.
No! Come on!
What else are you going to do?
You hold it. You paddle to shore.
Listen, have you ever been out to Lake Springfield when they have these... You ever been out to Lake Springfield when they have, like, the Party Cove or whatever, these guys?
No.
These people get out on these boats in the weekend, and they just get hammered. And you see someone...
Don't.
Yeah, and then somebody always... They drink all day. All right? They hang out on boats. They drink all day. And then they go, oh, man, I'm getting hot. I got to take a dip. You know what that means, right?
It means that they're hot and they have to go cool off in the water.
No.
Don't say any different.
It means they're going to...
Don't
they're
say
saying
any
they're
going
to cool off. They get into the water, they start floating, and they let it drain.
Oh, Jesus.
They let it fly.
I will never, ever go swimming in the lake
especially
again.
These girls. They lean it right off, they pee in the lake.
It's just disgusting. People have no morals anymore.
People have peed in the lake forever.
No!
Everybody pees in the lake. Come on.
No!
You ever been to a community pool?
No, don't go there.
They closed down the, where was it, either Jacksonville or somewhere they had to close down the community pool because it blew.
Are you in content?
They had this one kid, kept pooping in the pool.
What, do they just kick his ass out? Don't let him come back.
Chronic pool pooper.
Oh, Jesus. And their shore is like 10 feet away. He can't make it 10 feet.
This was
pull
a pool.
Himself out of the
it
pool.
It wasn't even a lake. It was a pool. And the kid would just let it fly.
Oh.
I know there's a suburb of Chicago. And it does seem to be black people. Maybe it's because they're more noticeable. But they bring the babies with the diapers. Like 3-year-olds.
What?
Like 3-year-olds wearing diapers. And they let them go swimming in the diaper. So next thing you know, you see a turd just floating on top of it, and they have to clear the pool. And
people are idiots. No. Why do they even let them in the pool?
I don't know. Well, you let everybody in the pool.
You don't let everybody in the pool.
You can't be selective when you're going to kick out the black
people.
Yes,
you can.
You're going to kick out the blacks and Mexicans
only
now?
Only white people with blonde hair, blue eyes, and over 6 feet tall.
Let's
they are the ones that get to go in the pool.
News continues with Hitler on Tubby Radio. What's wrong with you?
What do you want to start, Ray?
City of your news.
Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin, Ray.
Sheboygan Falls. I am aware of Sheboygan, yes.
A 42-year-old Sheboygan Falls man was charged Monday after his fifth drunken driving offense after allegedly crashing into a snowbank after leaving a bar and then calling police report that his car had been stolen.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Joseph Sagel Jr. Was charged with his fifth offense while driving while intoxicated. All felony, if convicted, he faces up to 3 years in prison and a $10,000 fine.
So his master plan was to wreck his car and then claim
that it was stolen.
That someone stole it.
Yeah, and they found out it was him driving because apparently when it snows on the ground and you step on the snow. Now, I'm not sure this is true.
I've never
or not,
heard of this.
But it leaves a something called a footprint in the snow.
Really? Are you serious?
No, I'm just going by what it says here.
Wow.
You got to see this guy, too, Ray. Hold on one second.
Put up his picture. Anybody watching the show? Well, there you go. He looks like a winner.
Oh, yeah. Here's a winner right there.
That, my friend, that's a winner right there.
Yep. Now, this footprint thing, Ray, it's all apparently it's new. And
you mean the police could actually see your footprint and figure out if it's yours or not? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and following the crash, Ray, he went back to the bar that he was in.
Mm-hmm.
He ordered another pint of beer.
Oh, good.
But then he only drank 3/4 of it.
Well, yeah. What the hell?
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was. I can't believe his genius plan didn't work.
Well, no,
just tell them that someone stole it.
Never, ever could have, I couldn't have seen through that.
The police will never figure it out. News continues, here's Gorilla. Saturday Live.
Lewiston, Idaho, Ray.
All right.
That must be something with drunk drivers, but this one, a couple escaped unharmed as they left their kitchen for the living room just moments before a pickup came crashing through the kitchen wall.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. Lewiston police said a drunk driver was apparently participating in adult-oriented activity.
Whoa.
With a passenger when he lost control, left the road.
Well, you know what that means.
Yes, I know what it means. And drove a 2003 Dodge pickup through the house, coming to rest in a nearby yard.
Because I'm not sure if you do know what that means, considering you're having marital problems.
He went through. He didn't just go into the house. Right. He went through.
Through the house? What?
Yes, and coming to rest in a nearby neighbor's yard.
Oh, my God.
Neither the driver nor the passenger was injured, but the driver was attempting on a misdemeanor drunken driving charge. Damage to the home, estimated at $50,000.
Wow. Wow.
Through the kitchen, Ray.
Damn. Hmm.
Yeah.
Did he finish?
He doesn't say. My guess would be the moment he hit it, he finished.
I'll be damned. Well.
Yeah.
Right. Every comment that I can make about this is just going to get me in trouble, so we're just going to go ahead to the next story. Notice I'm just, you know. Okay.
This one comes down to the Chicago Sun-Times, Ray. Three teens caught for stealing Alvin and the Chipmunk statues.
Mm-hmm.
A plot to steal Theodore has led to the safe return of Simon, and somehow Alvin was not involved. Three alleged chipmunk punks have been charged with theft in the last month's movie theater heist of 4-foot-tall plastic chipmunks used to promote the latest Alvin the Chipmunks movie.
So they stole...
They stole the chipmunks. Yeah, Gurnee police say the teens, two 18-year-olds and a 16-year-old, swiped the plastic figurine of a nerdy chipmunk Simon on February 11th. Who is stealing these things?
Well, you know, the thing is, they probably got it for their kid.
They're 18!
The guys who stole them were 18?
Yeah, two 18-year-olds and a 16-year-old.
I thought like they were just missing. They didn't know. Okay.
No.
Oh.
The surveillance camera caught Simon being accosted and stuffed into a car before being driven off.
Oh, good Lord.
Of course, they posted on a social networking site.
Right. Pictures of
that they planned to steal Theodore. Mm-hmm. Police were waiting for them.
Oh, so the police... Wait a minute, the police caught them?
Yeah. Another reason why
not. So the police went to Facebook and said, all right, let's see. Let's go to facebook.com/criminals, and then we'll see what they're up to. So that's how they figured it out.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. I think Facebook and stuff like that should be more of a tool for, Hey, by the way, speaking of Facebook, somebody posted on Facebook a picture of Gully laying down on a couch because they tagged the photo to me so I'd see it. I think it was his sister that did it. Big Fat Gully's laying on a couch with his head on his mommy's tummy. Have you seen this photo?
No, and I can't look at it either because apparently Facebook's down.
God, if you go to Facebook, you've got to go over and see this picture of Gully. It is great. And just go to my profile and you'll see it because they tagged me in the photo.
I can't. They
Oh, that's great.
Facebook's apparently not working at the moment.
By the way, also, I want to... we'll have one more story to wrap up the show in a second, but I also got a listener, Zach, sent us a nice message on Facebook. It says, Ray, the shows are effing hilarious. I spent the day catching up with all your shows last week. The live show is better. Love the show. You guys rock. So there you go. Thank you, Zach. And you're right. The live show is a lot better. I can't even begin to...
Remember the picture of the 80-year-old woman?
I can't even begin to tell you how many more people get the podcast and stuff than listen live. But you really should listen live once in a while because that's when, like, Gorilla put... Look, when he talks about people committing crimes and stuff, he puts the pictures up and... You really do get a lot more of the show live. Now, I'm not telling you, if you can't get it live, I'm not saying don't get the podcast, because the podcast is fine, but I'm saying the live show really, you know.
Yeah, and you get to see my handsome face.
Yeah, well, besides that, there's a lot of good stuff you see.
Cowboy Volk.
Let's get one. You get to see Cowboy Volk. Listener Volk and his hat. That in itself is... You get to see Gully. His bald head. That in itself, worth it. All right, our last news story. Then I got to get back to playing my game. Here's Vanilla Gorilla. Chubby Ray Long.
All right. Do you want to go to Naples or you want to go to Toledo?
Toledo. Near where you're from.
Let's see. There was a wedding, mm-hmm. apparently. James Phillips and his wife-to-be were walking the aisle when she decided it was time to go into labor, Ray.
While she was...
she was pregnant. They wanted to do the right thing. And
well, maybe they should have done the right thing about 9 months earlier. I mean...
yeah. Jamie Phillips and her new husband, Mark, have their baby at the Flower Hospital in Sylvania. They left their wedding reception because she was having contractions. She was actually having contractions through the wedding ceremony.
Okay, listen. Ray, it's time for Ray's advice. I got advice for you people. If it is so important for you to get married before you have a child, all right, then why are you getting pregnant in the first place? Secondly, if you are pregnant and you want to get married before the child's born, and it is more than 4 months into the pregnancy, do yourself a favor, do your friends a favor, do everyone a favor, and just wait. Just wait. You're not doing anybody any favors by getting married if you're more than 4 months pregnant and you are getting married while you're pregnant. You're not doing anybody a favor. Just wait. Just wait. And get married at a later date. Wait till you lose the baby weight and you can look hot in a dress. In fact, it'll be incentive for you to lose all that baby weight.
Fitting so into that dress. Honeymoon nights, yes. You can have a second child?
Well, whatever, but... You know what I mean? Be smarter. You got to be smart.
Or you could just, you know, not get pregnant.
Well, yeah. The other thing would be to use birth control.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, if you're pregnant and you want to get married before the baby, you've got about 3 months. You cannot be waiting. Don't be walking down the aisle after 8 months. What the hell do you think's going to happen? Be lucky the baby doesn't fall out and land on the preacher's foot.
Hey, you know what, though, Ray?
I mean, could you imagine, is anyone here speak now or forever hold your peace?
You know what, though, Ray?
Don't marry you. You're not the dad.
This could actually be a money-saving idea, though, Ray. They can walk down the aisle, get married, have the kid, and get it, what do they call that?
Baptized.
All in one shot.
See, you want to do it because then people will give you wedding gifts that are baby gifts.
No.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's what they will do. You don't want to get married when you're 9 months pregnant because all your wedding gifts will be baby gifts. Don't you want to keep it separate? Don't you want to get two gifts?
Yeah, don't you want a baby shower and a wedding reception?
I mean, you'll end up like a kid with a birthday on Christmas. Who the hell wants that?
Ugh.
And by the way, if I was a kid with a birthday on Christmas, I would convert to Judaism.
Get 9 days of presents.
Well, no, then you could celebrate Hanukkah like a week earlier, and
yeah, but you get
or depending
on presents then,
depending on when Hanukkah is that particular year. But you can get Hanukkah presents and then a birthday present because Christmas is no big deal.
Yeah,
but being a Christian kid celebrating Christmas, having a birthday on, I mean, oh, horrible. I feel sorry for people like that.
I wonder if her water broke and they caught it, can the priest bless that?
That would be the holy water.
Hey.
Get a bucket underneath. Somebody catch that!
You know, Jesus would be standing in the back going, not in my house.
Oh, Lord. Here we go again. It'd be great
committed blasphemy, by the way.
Yes, you did. Here's the ultimate.
Yes.
Here's the ultimate. White guy, white girl. She's 9 months pregnant. They're trying to get married before the baby comes out. She goes into labor in the middle. She goes into labor in the middle of the wedding.
He goes. I and she pops out a black baby.
Yeah. Do you take?
And
this
he
woman?
Goes. I don't.
Do you take this woman? I hurry up and say it. I. Oh my God, you're having the baby. Hurry up and say it. I. And all of a sudden, a black baby pops out. And the baby looks up and says, don't touch my Doritos. Don't touch my mama. We'll say goodbye right after these. You're listening to Chubby Ray Live.
For cold drinks, good times, and live music on the weekends, you can't beat the Blue Grouch Pub. The Blue Grouch Pub. 510 West Maple in Springfield. You can't miss it. It's the only bar that has a blue grouch on it. Stop by. See Oscar, Smurf, Anna, the whole gang. It's the Blue Grouch Pub, 510 West Maple in Springfield.
Hey, hey, hey! That's it for us. Thank you for listening. This has been Chubby Ray Live. Gully is back with us tomorrow. I hope he gets some sleep while he's
in London. He's not sleeping. He's with his girlfriend.
That's what I think. I think. Sleeping my ass. He's pumping one out is what he's doing. All right, that's it. We're out of here. Be back tomorrow. I'm going to go back and play MLB 10 the show. Meanwhile, I'm sure Gorilla will continue to kill prostitutes and rob people. And
actually, I'm going to make dinner.
It's right. I forgot you have to cook. You have to cook for you and your wife.
Yeah.
Everything better?
What is everything? What better?
Your marriage.
Things are looking up for us, right?
Really?
Yeah.
By that, do you mean you're having more sex or what?
No.
I'm just checking. I didn't know. Just checking, sucker. All right, final thing. What do you think? What team? Should I be the Twins or the Nationals?
I think you should use it as a coaster for your drink.
But you also said the Blue Jays.
Yeah, go with the Blue Jays.
All right. Later, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.